Welcome to Radio Sefarad's English Corner. I'm your host, Linda Jimenez, bringing news and other features of Jewish interest to Radio Sefarad's English-speaking audience in Spain and around the world. Our trivia question for this week is, what is unusual about the remains of the 14th century synagogue that was discovered in Lorca, Murcia? Lorca is a small city in Murcia in southeastern Spain. Archaeological excavations have revealed that it has been inhabited for more than 5,500 years, and in the Middle Ages it was the frontier town between Christian and Muslim Spain. Its medieval fortress, constructed between the 9th and 15th centuries, stands on a hill overlooking the city. This is precisely where the remains of the medieval Jewish quarter were discovered when excavation was begun in preparation for the construction of a Parador hotel. Aside from the synagogue and houses, valuable artifacts were found, including 2,600 glass fragments which were painstakingly reconstructed by experts and turned out to be unique glass Hanukkah lamps and vessels. The exhibition, Luces de Sefarad, which can be visited at Centro Sefarad Israel in Madrid through May 31st, contains many of these glass pieces, as well as ceramics, metal artifacts, and architectural elements such as arches and decorative plasterwork that were found in the synagogue. The exhibit also includes an audiovisual presentation. All the written explanations are in both Spanish and English. We spoke with Sandra Martinez Navarro, Lorca's city councillor in charge of culture, about the history of the Jews in that city and the exhibition. Thank you very much for speaking with us today, Sandra. Could you tell us first a little bit about the history of the Jews in Lorca? When and why did they first arrive? Where did they come from?
According to the first written documents found, the Jews came to Lorca in 1257.
So before 1257, there's no evidence of Jewish presence?
No.
When and how did you find the first evidence of a Jewish presence in Lorca, and what was that first evidence?
Well, the first evidence was found in 2003 in an excavation, and it was a piece of an Hanukkah. Besides, the same year was found what later was proof as the synagogue.
So then you found this piece of a Hanukkah lamp in what later turned out to be the remains of the synagogue. The Jewish population that lived in Lorca, they lived inside the castle, didn't they? That happened also in other communities. What kinds of work did the Jews do in Lorca? We're talking about the 13th, I guess, to the 15th century, right? When the 15th century was the expulsion. Mm-hmm. So during those three centuries, what kinds of work did the Jews do?
Well, it's impossible to speak about a specific job because they could work in every field.
So if they could work in every field, it means that they weren't restricted the same way that they were in other parts of Spain.
Most of them, they work as farmers, ranchers, traders, or craftspeople.
What sort of crafts do you know? Did they do ceramics or did they work with metals, with gold, do you know?
Metal, everything.
Do you know how big the Jewish community was?
According to Professor Beas Arteceros, they could be about 250 people. Also, this amount can change when the excavation will be finished.
So, for the time being anyway, you think there were about 250 people? Speaking about the excavation, you said you found the synagogue, which I assume was in the Jewish quarter. What is left of the Jewish quarter? What has been excavated so far? What have you been able to find?
Jewish community, they live in rectangle houses, some of them with an inside patio with two or three rooms around it, where they used to live domestic.
Have you found many of these typical rectangular houses?
Around 15, 16, but excavation, archaeology excavation, don't finish because the financing is a little.
So you don't really have enough money to continue the excavations quickly?
Yes.
Can you tell us something about the synagogue itself? How big was it and what did it look like?
Yes, it's a big synagogue. If we take into account the size of the Jewish quarter, it's 20 per 10.
20 meters by 10 meters?
Yes. It's very similar to those found in the north of Africa, as Tetuan or Marrakech or Cairo.
And what makes this synagogue unique? How is it different from other synagogues that have been found?
Its principal difference is a big synagogue. It's very big for the size of the Jewish community.
And one thing that was said in the presentation is that the Jewish quarter and the synagogue were not profaned by any other group. In other words, they were left, they were buried, nobody disturbed the remains. So you have found many of the remains intact.
Mm-hmm.
So how is this synagogue unique?
Yes, the synagogue is unique because it keeps the archaeological remains of the Bima and Hal, which means that it has never been profanated, so we are speaking of Holy Land.
So no settlers, nobody who came later, touched it. It's just, it's the way it was. I mean, with the problems of time and that, you know, but no other people have done anything to harm what was there.
Yes, in 1492, the Catholic kings write a document to expel the Jewish community. They never went back to the castle.
So everything remained the way it was.
Yes.
Can you tell us about some of the artifacts that you found inside the synagogue?
Yes, we found ceramic of the hall, pieces of lamp, tiles, and a continuous bench and ablution basin.
And I understand that a lot of what you found was in little pieces, and so the archaeologists have been able to reconstruct and put together the puzzle, no?
Yes, a difficult job.
Can you tell us about the exhibit that was just opened here at the Centro Sefarad Israel and will be here in Madrid until the end of May? Can you tell us what is here?
Mm-hmm. Yes, this exhibition shows the main archaeological artifacts of our Jewish culture. And our goal is to share what we have, because it's not only our, but also it takes part of the Jewish culture.
So Lorca wants to share what you found because it's not only Lorca's culture, but it really belongs to the Jewish people and to Jewish history. Finally, many of our listeners may not know that 4 years ago, Lorca was hit by a major earthquake. I was wondering if the earthquake affected any of these archaeological remains.
Fortunately, they weren't affected. The affected pieces and the synagogue wasn't damaged.
Is there anything else you would like to say?
Yeah, well, I invite our listener to visit the exhibition and go to Lorca. Thanks for everything.
Thank you. The exhibition is a unique opportunity to see extremely rare Jewish artifacts and learn about a medieval community whose existence was only recently revealed. I highly recommend it. Well, that's it for this week. As always, we'd love to hear from you, so please email us any comments or suggestions or questions you'd like us to answer on the air. Our address is EnglishCorner@RadioSefarad.com. See you next week.